When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, the place we're in Iran is very simple. We've got to knock it off with these silly negotiations and go ahead and kill the rest of the leadership. There's no other way forward. Now, I've always thought that the negotiations were probably a ruse anyway to buy us time to get way more in military assets to the Gulf. Well, we've got that now. Because here's the thing, folks. You only need to know one thing here. Two, really. But last week, remember, it was about a week and a half ago, we caught that Chinese ship trying to blow by our blockade that had all of the fuel and the equipment needed to begin for Iran to begin making more ballistic missiles. The second we cut a deal with them, I mean, if they're going to run one of our blockades, China's just going to rearm Iran. And Iran has already shown it's got long-range missiles and can use them. They fired one of them at our base in Diego Garcia while our troops were on it. What's more, we've got this other problem. And I did a podcast on this last week. When you look at what day we started the war, it was February 28th. What happened on February 24th? Reuters broke the story that Iran and China were close to finalizing a deal on supersonic missiles that could hit our carriers, the carriers that are right now in the Gulf. 4 days later, we went to war. The time was up. It had run out. The very narrow window we had to take Iran to take the strait was closing. Yes, we could still fight Iran if it had supersonic missiles, but the price potentially in American lives would be much higher and the stomach of the American people much lower. If we cut a deal with the mullahs, whoever they are, none of those details would change. China would immediately begin surging equipment, materials to rebuild all of the missiles and the nukes back to Iran. Folks, there is no other way forward but killing them all. And by that, I mean the Twelvers. The Twelvers are a religious cult. They believe their savior, end of the world savior, the Mahdi, is hiding and will only come out of hiding if they launch a catastrophic world war. They also believe that because they are from the line, the genetic line, they believe of the Mahdi, that they themselves will be elevated to the status of world rulers. It's a cuckoo cult. And while I've absolutely loved President Trump's blockade, and I absolutely think he should keep it up, I think General Jack Keane's got that one figured out. It's not enough.
The guys running the regime, all they care about is staying in power. They don't care about their people. They've demonstrated that time and time again in terms of their economic peril that they put them in themselves and also killing them to make certain they stay in power. So they, in their minds, can outlast us in the sense that political pressure, getting closer to the midterms, economic pressure with gas prices on the administration, they believe, even though we have the economic blockade, at some point we will end the war, stop everything, or make a deal with them. They are steadfast in that, and they will certainly don't care about their people suffering. The people that think this is going to cause a collapse and they're going to make a deal, I think they're underestimating who these guys really are. Then what else are our options? Option one is return and finish what we started. We spent 3 weeks here trying to work something out with these guys. We have assigned objectives to the CENTCOM, so does Israel. We're 2 weeks short of accomplishing that. Let's go finish that once and for all. Complete that mission that we've given to them. And we can go through a list of targets, but there's leadership targets out there. There's ballistic missiles out there. Right. There's a remnants of the nuclear program that's out there. There's drone storage that's out there and energy infrastructure, etc. There's plenty of targets that we have assigned that we want to finish. And we have twice the amount of combat power to do that from when we started.
Folks, it's been a little over a week since Iranian leadership, whoever they are, no-showed J.D. Vance. There's nothing left to talk about. And with gas actually starting to hit $4 in the Carolinas, so you're actually seeing it when you're driving around town, we don't have any more weeks to wait on these people. And even if they did offer us a deal, which they're not going to, they would never honor it. You know, I get so exasperated here, too, because over the weekend, I had a conservative person, someone I really like, who's a smart person, actually say to me, you know, I'm very uncomfortable with this Iran war. I feel like we're being taken advantage of by Israel. I feel like, you know, we're fighting this war for Israel. We need to fight for America. And I just went, I was blown away that this person actually thinks that. And I was kind of polite. I didn't want to get into it with him, but I wanted to ask the central question. How do we live with a nuclear-armed Iran? It's almost as if some Americans think, well, you know, Israel have to live with that and maybe they'll get blown up, but it won't affect us. It's almost as if Iran and China, but then I repeat myself, never launched that long-range missile at our base, Diego Garcia, right off the UK. And folks, again, that missile had that 1.5 meter space for a nuke. They had said they didn't have long-range missiles. But what that showed us is they not only had long-range missiles, they had long-range missiles built to deliver nukes. That's way beyond what they need to protect themselves from any kind of Middle Eastern threat or from Israel. Their ambitions were much bigger. This idea, these sort of pointy-bearded libertarians, well, you know, we won't fight this optional war and my life will be just the same. No, it won't. Folks, are you watching what's going on in the Red Sea right now? We are having World War China. You got to read this article in Fox News. Somali pirate and Houthi alliance targets $1 trillion oil trade route with revived hijack tactic. Now, remember who it is that was doing the targeting of the tankers for the Houthis? Whose satellites were used? That's China. Who are the Houthis? They're an Iranian army, a proxy of Iran. It got so bad for a while there that the Houthis were even striking our naval ships with satellite targeting by China. Folks, that is World War III stuff. Well, I keep telling you, we're going to have to go to the Red Sea and kick their ass after the Strait of Hormuz. Yeah, that timeline just got moved up because armed men, Somali pirate, Houthi alliance, and folks, the whole thing is China. Armed men hijacked an oil tanker. Fox writes, Somali and Houthi linked groups are teaming up using skiffs and new tech to strike ships with coordination not seen in a decade, while Saudi crude rerouted from the Strait of Hormuz has created a target-rich environment for them. Folks, remember what I reported about this last week, and Americans need to understand how this works. They don't block all ships. They don't attack all ships. Chinese ships get through just fine. It's been so dramatic that 70% of the tanker traffic to Europe has been halted, with, in some cases, Europeans forced to buy Chinese goods rather than other goods because those other goods literally couldn't get through. I've been telling you for a while, this is the blueprint. Now, imagine that Iran, which is just really a proxy of China, is nuclear armed. Imagine Iran has those supersonic missiles that China was on the verge of selling them. The kind that could cost lives if they hit one of our carriers, one of the three stationed there now. It's not a genie you can put back in the box. So I'm completely astonished at this idea of, you know, this is an optional war or, hey, we're doing this to help Israel as if somehow we're unaffected here.
Oh. When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts. Meanwhile, folks, we've got another revolution on our hands, and it's not in Iran. The Democrat Party is undergoing a full-blown communist revolution, and China is paying for it on the ground. If you've listened to this podcast for a long time, you've heard me say that the Chinese Communist Party is fusing, is merging with the Democrat Party in America. So it was wild to me this weekend to read Fox News use that exact same word. Fusing, as they reported again that the Chinese Communist Party is pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into the American Democrat Party, its street protests, and its activist groups, a network of roughly 600 activist groups. And folks, how they're doing it is through this billionaire, Neville Singham. He's a tech titan, made a bunch of money, moved to Shanghai, China, and pledged allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party. So what China does is funnel money through him into the Democrat Party. Listen to what Fox News wrote. Among the strongest forces behind the protest ecosystem fusing increasingly with Democratic groups is the network tied to Singham, the American-born tech tycoon living in Shanghai. A Fox News digital investigation found that Singham pumped an estimated $278 million into the constellation of Democrat groups driving divisive street mobilizations in the U.S., like the May Day protest this weekend. Now listen to this. Breakthrough News, a media outlet in the Singham-funded network, regularly parrots language the tycoon delivered at a conference in Shanghai last fall, expressing support for the Marxist New World Order of the Chinese Communist Party and decrying the fascism of the U.S. According to the Fox article, one of the communist papers handed out this weekend at May Day events read, "The existing capitalist imperialist system and institutions of government in this country must be abolished and dismantled and replaced by a new socialist-based system based on the constitution of the new Socialist Republic of America." Folks, this weekend at those very protests, Zohran Mamdani spoke. Who is he? He is the face of Democrat Socialists of America, another group that Singham has pumped a bunch of money into. And folks, Democrat leadership is losing control of their base to the CCP. Even John Fetterman said so this weekend, the Democrat senator. Listen to him on Fox News admit the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is funding these Democrat groups that are driving the Marxist revolution inside the Democrat Party. Even he knows, folks. The Democrats all know this, the elected ones, the leadership.
How big of a threat do you think this communist movement is?
A lot of these, you know, these terrible groups like Code Pink and a lot of the other ones that are strongly aligned to the CCP, without a doubt, they're being financed. It's ironic. I mean, these kinds of protests are being funded by billionaires against billionaires. I mean, I don't know if they realize the irony in many of those things right now.
And because of that, you've got to appreciate what just happened with Graham Plattner, who is now the Democrat nominee for the U.S. Senate in Maine. Everybody's been focused on the fact that Plattner has, or had, he's reworked it now, a Nazi tattoo. But I think the bigger story is that he is an open, avowed, self-described communist. Not someone that our side calls a communist or says he's a communist because he's got communist policy. No, he is open about being a communist. And Janet Mills, the governor of Maine, has now stepped out of that race because he's polling at higher than 60% with the Democrat Party base. And what's so terrifying about that, folks? Do you realize this? Chuck Schumer, leader of the Democrats in the Senate, right? And the Democrats spent $4 million trying to kill off Graham Plattner, trying to get rid of him. They were the ones who found the Nazi tattoo and publicized it. And in the end, it didn't matter because she dropped out of the race when Plattner breached 60% in the polling. In other words, he's absolutely unbeatable. Listen to how John Fetterman described the Marxist communist revolution going on inside the Democrat Party around Plattner. And I think Plattner is just a symptom of it, just like Mamdani is. The Chinese Communist Party, folks, is absolutely fusing with the Democrat Party. In fact, I'd say they're taking over the Democrat Party's base and taking the leadership along for the ride.
And now there is kind of a small communist takeover in Maine. You know, Plattner, he's already announced that he's an avowed communist. He's made that statement and he put that online. Now he's going to be the Democratic nominee. So there is a resurgent about the socialism, and that's becoming more and more part of it. And now there's more, it's like a marriage of the Palestinian, the anti-ICE, the abolish ICE, and now turning it in to like an orgy of socialism here. And that's sad because it's supposed to be about labor, like unions. I'm a proud pro-union Democrat, but the kinds of mess that you see are showing up in many of them. I mean, that is the worst impulses that our party continues. We just seems to can't resist those things.
Worse, you've now got Democrats like Barack Obama appearing beside Mamdani, and you've got people like Tim Walz openly campaigning with Graham Plattner. Over the weekend, you've got Rahm Emanuel saying, yeah, all right, he might be a Nazi, but, you know, you should support him. Rahm Emanuel is, of course, former advisor to Barack Obama.
Are you going to endorse Graham Plattner?
I mean, if he's a Democratic nominee, I'm going to help him if he wants my help. Absolutely. I obviously we'll have a discussion. Yeah, I support the party and I support winning because I think you have to put an end to Donald Trump and a rubber stamp Republican Congress and get focused again. And not only in 2026, making sure that the American people know what are the choices ahead, because 2028 is going to be the first election about the future that we haven't had in 20 years.
So one last thought to tie this all together. If the Democrat Party and the Chinese Communist Party are in fact fusing, and I believe that they are, and if even Iran is sponsoring our street protest and China is the main force behind Iran, which I've been documenting on this podcast, how do we fight Chiran? How do we fight Chiran when Democrats are in charge? It looks more than likely like they'll just turn over the trade routes to them. They were already funding the arming of Iran, the arming of the Houthis, all of these people who were then literally in 2023 turning around and attacking our own ships, and Joe Biden just shrugged his shoulders. And that's the biggest challenge of all with Iran. Trump's got to decimate Iran, or rather Chiran, so badly that a Democrat takeover would take a while to rebuild it. Every foreign policy move now with Iran has got to be based on the potential disastrous contingency that the Democrats, who are really allied right now with China in destroying the United States of America, take power again and put Iran and China back on steroids.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.